Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. In your house, Canadian Stampede. Not only that, but what episode are we on?
I think this might be 69.
Is that why we 69'd earlier?
Yeah, sure. That's okay. Why we 69'd earlier. Exactly.
Perfect.
Wasn't anything emotional about it.
Because if this is... We got out of the way. If this is 68, then, you know, we did it.
Well,
and if it's
70, then, you know. 68.9, right? Well, I was 67, afraid of 68.
What's the square root of 69?
8.677732.
8 something, right? Canadian Stampede. We are in Calgary. We're in Canada.
Should have called this one Canadian Krabapple, man.
That's
what they should have called it.
Did you just come up with that now?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Might be the name of the episode.
Ooh, perfect name. But we'll get to the big Krabapple. Well, actually, the whole episode's a lot of Krabapple.
Mostly Krabapple. There's more Krabapple than there isn't Krabapple.
Correct. I don't know if that's a Canadian thing, Calgary, whatever.
Could be. It sure as hell seems like it, I would say. Thoughts on the pay-per-view, Tom? Let's make them actually listen to it.
What, you think that they're only listening till we say what we feel and then they're going to stop? What kind of fans would they be?
I can't take the risk.
All right, if you say so. I mean, I'll just...
Greatest pay-per-view or...
Greatest Canadian pay-per-view we've seen so far. 100%.
Greatest Canadian pay-per-view we've seen so far.
100%.
I would agree.
Not even close.
That.
Not even close, in my opinion.
Landslide victory, my friend. Landslide victory.
I think the strangest thing was, especially in the last match, was trying to get used to how the crowd was reacting, because it was very different than how we've been catered to think about this whole setup. But I guess it was fun in some ways, but overall, you know how, like, we were talking, trying to figure out what matches were on this card? And we were like, oh, there's probably a couple more. There weren't. It was exactly what we said, except for the one Japanese match.
Which I have a ton of notes.
Do you even know the guy's name?
Yeah.
Oh, you do have that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, I do.
I didn't remember. I knew one was Taka, but I didn't remember the other
Taka
guy.
Taka Minchi Noko.
Noko?
I had to.
You phonetically spelled it out, which is very nice.
To make it easier for me. I figured, you know, a couple seltzers later, I'm going to be really... I remember one episode... And I don't know if this was just, like, the cameras on and I had a little bit of nerves, but I also had a few things to drink. I couldn't even say LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
Why can I not say that? It's because I don't care.
Whoa!
About drinking before here. Yeah. I'm going sober now.
You're quit drinking, huh?
Yeah.
You got some coffee?
Well, later. Oh. I'll probably slow down.
I did the same, so.
You, because this pay-per-view is so good, did return cans.
I did return
cans. Do we have a story?
There isn't much.
God damn it!
It was very Canadian. It was a very Canadian can returning experience. But I will say, I didn't have as much. You know, the time before, I had a ton of them. You know, I had a ton to go through from the big party. I had a few left over. Returned those. It was kind of chill for a while, but then it just started randomly not taking some of them.
We got a big party coming up in September.
Yeah, big party in September.
So we're almost guaranteed something good has to come out of this, right?
Huge can stories. I don't know if we'll have any until then, but with guaranteed Big Can stories in September.
This might be the one.
This can story?
No, after your big party.
Oh, September. It could be the one that
could be the one.
Could end all can stories.
Could make it on the TikTok. Could maybe find you a significant other. Because we're close.
I just, you know, next time I see you. So there's just an old fat bald guy in there today.
I thought you were reminiscing about, like, yeah, I almost fell in love there. Yeah, I thought about it, slept on that person at the thing, and it ended up just being a big fat bald guy.
It was a big fat bald guy. Thought it was a hot chick at the time. But listen, it was from the fumes. I was all.
Take it from me. Women are all the same. At the end of the day, once you get to know them and you live with them, they're all just big, fat, bald guys at the end.
Yeah, they're all a hole's a hole, you know?
Yeah, some say they used to say, but they no longer say.
That?
Yeah. That hole's a hole. He doesn't say it anymore. Because he got the steaming hot load.
Ah, shout out to steaming hot loads.
Yes.
Speaking of steaming hot loads, Canadian Stampede in your house.
Yeah.
We've got a match.
We do have a match.
And I mean, this is, although we've seen it, it's not a bad match either. There are some good spots here. Triple H versus Mankind. Not with any stipulations.
Can I cut you off here? When you watch... So Triple H and Mankind, and it was. It was pretty, yeah, but what are your, going into this, were you pumped?
I wasn't pumped, but I wasn't like, I was like, oh, this is fine. This is a fine way to open the contest.
Okay.
Open the pay-per-view, I should say. You get Mankind, you get Triple H, both great workers. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Triple H, just recently got a promotion. Head of creative.
About four weeks ago, he did.
One thing we should mention, just this other day, he's head of creative. Vince McMahon retired on Friday. You know what else retired? Choco Taco.
I saw that. Is that
Who
true?
Who would have thought within the is same week, Choco true? Taco and Vince McMahon? You don't think there's a coincidence? You don't think they're tied together in some fashion?
I think that they are, and we need to break it down. What do you think? Choco Taco?
I think Choco Taco is what Vince calls his wiener.
Oh, please tell me you've thought about this, because this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, no, I think it makes perfect
sense. You have more evidence, right?
Well, I mean, you could just see.
Do you need more evidence is the question, and no, you don't.
I think.
But that's also a great name for a cock.
Yeah.
Because nobody hates Choco Tacos.
Yeah. No, they're great. Well, I guess people don't like them that much because.
Wait, why?
Well, they just discontinued them. They're retired.
Do you remember?
But they're tied with Vince. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Remember in high school ice cream day, though? You had a sprint to get a Choco Taco.
Oh, yeah. Those were out. They were out quick. Well, and I didn't realize it. I guess I probably knew. I haven't had a ton of Choco Taco in my life, but they're made by Klondike. So they must be focusing all of their marketing and production efforts onto the Klondike bar.
Why? No one was buying. No, nothing. Nothing.
Have you seen
No one was ever like, "I." You know what I would do? I would eat a Choco Taco to get a Klondike bar. That's what I would do. And then I'd take the Klondike bar and be like, thanks for the Choco Taco.
Yeah, yeah, and you just throw the Klondike bar on the ground.
And do another car on the highway.
Yeah. But you see the commercial, it's like, oh, hey, I think there's a recent one where it's like a guy where his family say, hey, will you shave your eyebrow for a Klondike bar? And he's like, yeah. And he shaves his eyebrow, and then he looks like a weirdo, but he gets a Klondike bar. I would much rather just pay the $2 a Klondike bar cost.
No, I will tell you what makes you look more weird than having one eyebrow. Eating a fucking Klondike bar. What kind of psycho eats that? Also, there's some other, like who's eating Crunch? The candy.
The candy?
Yeah.
They're low-key good, but, like, you don't go and buy them.
Yeah.
But, like, you're never happy about getting a Crunch bar, but you eat it, you're like, oh, I get it. It's got rice in it. It's a weird thing, but it's got rice in it, and it's good.
What about,
I'd much rather buy that
100 Grands?
100 Grands are awesome.
Are they?
They're phenomenal.
Have I slept on them?
Are you not a big, dude, they're so good.
Those,
they might be, like, honestly, they're not, like, they're up there, dude. They're up there.
All right. I'll throw another one your way. Not even candy related. Who's drinking Diet Rites?
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody's drinking Diet Rites. I think they're connected. There's some type of secret surveillance by the government. I don't know how. I don't know.
Same with Long John Silver's, right?
Yeah. Somebody told me they went to Long John Silver's the other day. And he's like, I felt terrible for hours. I was like, well, yeah, it was your own fault.
terrible because you smoked meth in the parking lot and then you crashed 3 days
later? No, I think because he ate the food there. Oh. I think you feel better.
They sell food there.
Yeah, yeah. You could get fried fish. I'm sure you could get fried chicken. You could get fried potatoes. You can get fried bread. And you can just get little crispies of fried breading all for like $5.
Okay. After eating a fried fish sandwich, fried potatoes, and maybe a fried chicken sandwich, no one's like, the main course, just fried bread.
Fried hush puppies.
Finally.
Little balls of fried dough. And then you get the little crispies at the end. You get like a platter, and then they just throw in all the extra crispies from the fryer.
Well, that's where they're making their money. It's just crispies.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, we're just frying.
We would have to pay a garbage company to take these.
Yeah. The same bread you're throwing to ducks, they're catching in the lake, and then bringing them back to Long John Silver's, and then frying them
up. Frying ducks.
Speaking of frying ducks, Triple H and Mankind, good way to start the pay-per-view. Triple H is with China, and we know that these guys kind of have some history, right? In order to win the King of the Ring, yeah. Triple H had to overcome Mankind. We know as soon as they put the crown on Triple H, Mankind came out. We know China said to Mankind, you can kiss my ass.
You think she's a parcel tongue? She might be
in this pay-per-view. They recapped that, and then they bleeped out the word ass, but it was very lispy, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had I got to hear her say ass.
Well, you just watched the episode a few weeks ago.
I know, but I wanted to hear it again. F.
That's parcel tongue. She could have opened the Chamber of Secrets if she wanted to.
That's a reference I'm not going to get. Not a
nerd. Well, you're not a Harry Potter guy? You're not a Harry Potter guy?
Speaking of nerd.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Ravenclaw, by the way.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all right.
That's a very clever Ravenclaw joke that you made.
You know us Ravenclaws. Yeah. Speaking of nerds, though, my sign of the night. Getting it off early. Do you have a sign of the night?
No,
I'm going to guess no, because the signs were terrible.
Is it the one that says Nerds of Domination?
No.
Or Nerds on Dope?
Nerds on Dope, yeah.
I did see one that said American fans suck.
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, I know. Fuck that kid.
USA. 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 USA.
No, there's no motorcycle.
Yeah,
there.
There's not.
But we shouldn't. You don't want to cry wolf and just start doing the motorcycle sound for no reason.
We can't do that. You're right. My sign of the night, though. Ready? It's a little play on Austin 316.
Ooh, okay. I like those. Those are fun signs.
Yeah. Still 316, but instead of Stone Cold Steve Austin, it says Nerd.
Oh,
that's what kind of crowd we're dealing with, guys.
Where do you think they're talking
I'm not have kidding. A creative bone in their body. Welcome to Calgary.
You know, you're a big nerd. 316 says.
Now we realize why Brett is like looked up, because they're like, he's the first like,
this
one that
guy's
said,
so clever. He is on top of his game. He comes with these one-liners, man, and I don't even know how he comes up with them. He's a total Ravenclaw. Stone Cold Deadhoser, he's a Hufflepuff and a half if I ever saw one.
Oh, and a half. 1.5 Hufflepuff. These fans suck. This pay-per-view sucks. Bret Hart sucks. Remember last time when I smoked a joint? I'm like, hey, Bret Hart kind of looks cool.
Because your mind was operating.
Because I was a nerd.
The same
I'm dope.
Speed of Canadian people in 1997.
Yeah, just the absolute fuck.
Shout out to our Canadian fans, though. We respect
Definitely respect you. I know it's like 4% on Spotify. So you guys just hang tight.
I think the match, though, this match goes pretty well.
Yeah.
It isn't bad. You know, it's Triple H and Mankind. They're putting up good moves, good spots. And this is, there's a lot of kerbopples here in this match, too.
Yeah, let's get into those kerbopples. Mankind's kind of being a little funny. every time he throws Triple H, now he's doing the little curtsies himself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Playing the crowd.
Yeah.
Who was the crowd rooting for in this? I don't quite remember.
I think it was a lot of Mankind. That makes sense. You didn't realize, and I'm fast-forwarding a little bit, where the crowd kind of was until...
till the end.
Till the end, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. So, outside the ring, they're doing some moves. Mankind slams Triple H on the ramp out there. Back inside the ring, Mankind hits a mandible claw on Triple H. And the ref is, like, tucked under Mankind. And China, like, goes over and punches Mankind. And the refs in this are just the worst. We've seen some
probably jet-lagged.
Could be.
That's my thought.
Could be.
Gotta be jet-lagged.
I'll hold back then.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Jet lag Calgary, it's out west.
You know, yeah.
It's kind of far.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just saying, that's all.
Northwest.
Northwest.
It's 7,000 kilometers. 8,000 kilometers. It's far away.
Yeah.
Cool spot though. Mankind goes to throw Triple H and then he reverses it, throws Mankind into China, and China picks him up and goes to slam him on the stairs. And I don't know if that was intentional because the whole body didn't, but it was very awkward on the steps and like his leg got hit. And then Mankind kind of has a bit of a leg injury here, so Triple H is going to work on the injured leg of Mankind for majority of this match.
Yeah, and he hits him with a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very interesting line here, and he works his leg, and it's just like the gruesomeness of the chair shot and the impact of the steel.
Let me cut you off for a minute. Speaking of chair, why is Triple H always grabbing a padded chair?
I don't know if that's just like they have a bunch of padded chairs.
This is like three episodes. This one's
like
in a row.
Less padded than the other two, though.
Sure.
But he does hit him with it. And JR says, and this is the first time I've heard it, and I don't know why he said it here. This is all part of the hellfire and brimstone that you'll see tonight in the WWF.
First time we're dropping that line at all.
And I'm like, what, why? Okay, first of all, we know Kane's not here yet. We've got a few months now. I think we're realizing when we look at how many in your houses there still are.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do for the next 3 months, but it might be a boring-ass summer here, Rob. Then we have... Yeah. We don't have Kane anywhere near. So is he workshopping this hellfire and brimstone?
I think so.
But, there's no hellfire or brimstone. Maybe a little bit of hell with the chair shots and all the complications there. Dude, no brimstone.
Don't defend it. There's none.
Certainly no brimstone. Minimal fire.
There is no fire at all.
Extinguisher later, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But yeah, maybe he is workshopping that, and it was just maybe a timing thing.
Here's my thought. He's like, or is that a Lizzo lyric?
It might actually...
In a minute, I'm going to need some hellfire and brimstone.
We're going to look it up later like, God, we're idiots. Yeah. We should probably do our research before we say anything.
It ain't my fault that I'm out here in the fire, drinking brimstone and a wire. I don't know. But this is my theory on what really happened, is he was saying, they're talking, maybe workshopping the Kane character. He's like, oh, yeah, and I'll be like, oh, hellfire and brimstone. And they're like, how are you ever going to fit hellfire and brimstone into a conversation organically? He's like, I'll do it tonight without Kane even there. And then that's how he did it. I'm imagining this and trying to give JR more credibility.
You're probably balls on, yeah. To be honest with you.
Always balls on.
All right. Long story short, Triple H throws Mankind into the crowd, and they finally get a double count out, but they are not done. They're going to keep fighting in the crowd. Triple H, Mankind, and even China.
She seems very ineffective in this whole
very crowd. Ineffective.
She just kind of like sometimes will try to get Mankind, and he pushes her off, and then him and Triple H are going at it, though. And it's respectable on both sides. Triple H is giving just as much as he's taking, and Mankind is the aggressor, but it's not like Triple H trying to run away. They're just going at each other.
Pretty cool spot, because we are where the Calgary Flames are playing, and I don't know, is that the same stadium that they play in to this day?
Well, of course, look that up.
Look that up, but they're a pretty cool spot. They're in the penalty box.
Yeah.
And my other question is, they don't get rid of the penalty box?
Well, I mean, I guess not. Maybe they have a pretty quick game there. Like,
because they had to have other events at this arena, right? They can't just solely rely on hockey, which they probably can. It's Calgary, but they got to have like concerts and everything, and they just keep the penalty box.
This is the same arena.
Still?
Yeah.
Did you see the outside of the arena? Doesn't really look quite like an arena. Or I guess it looks like an arena, but it was just kind of like
a spaceship.
Weird, yeah. It looks like...
It looks like you could do some sweet skateboarding on top of it.
It looks
like... You're going to have to put this up here, you know, now.
I'll put it here. Yeah. but it looks like the Oscar Mayer Wiener car.
Mobile, yeah.
Or Mobile.
They're going to do hot dogs there.
They probably sold hot dogs there, right? Have Klaus look that up. If they sell hot dogs at Calgary Stadium.
They definitely do. They definitely do.
The match is a double countout, and they end up pretty much fighting until they're kind of backstage, and they fizzle away. And now backstage.
They got Alanis Morissette tomorrow.
Oh, big. Here we go. Big lesbian crowd.
She's lesbian? She's not lesbian.
No, she's just Canadian. All Canadians, I imagine, are lesbians.
No, Uncle Dave Coulier. He was Uncle in Full House. Uncle Jesse was Stamos.
He was Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey.
Yeah.
She banged, you know, the song You Ought to Know was about Uncle Joey.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I feel like no one liked Uncle Joey.
She did, apparently.
Lesbian.
Cut it out. Scissoring?
Yeah. Scissoring? Oh, my God.
Oh, man, it all makes sense. It was all right in front of
us. How do we come up with conspiracies on the spot like this?
This is not a conspiracy.
It's not. But some might say, but like, immediately we have the evidence just to back it up. Immediately. Backstage, after Triple H and Mankind are fighting, we do get a Hart Foundation interview. And before they start talking, there's a bunch of guys holding Stone Cold back. And I want to talk about this for just one moment. Did you see what British Bulldog was wearing?
I did not. I do not recall.
He was wearing, and this was, he was wearing like a weird onesie. It was purple. And I'm like, oh my God, is he going to change his outfit to, I don't know, be more
is it a onesie like a tight like
spandex? It almost looked like Bret Hart's, but it was like more purple than pink.
Maybe he was trying to rep the foundation.
Who knows? More. And we're on to our match of the night.
I mean, it kind of is though. That's the fucked up part about it. And it's two guys we've never heard of. I think they mentioned this great Sasuke.
Yes.
On Raw last week. And I don't know if they talked about who he's facing, but he said he's going to be in action. This is all part of this push that they're starting this light heavyweight division. Mm-hmm. He's allegedly one of the greatest light heavyweights in the world from All Japan or New Japan. And he's facing Taka Minchinoku.
That is correct.
And
do a little deeper Japanese.
Taka Minchinoku.
Very good.
And the great Sasuke. It's the great. I mean, that kind of.
Yeah.
Sasuke.
That was that better. Sound a little bit more Mongolian, but.
What about, you know, who we haven't seen in a while? It's Japanese Hitler. He had to have been so pumped about this match.
Oh, man. It's been a while since Japanese. Yeah.
Since 1945, I was right to Ridoi. One of the Braun boys.
Outside in the parking lot, that kerboppel from earlier is going to continue to happen. Triple H and Mankind.
Yeah, and this is right. As the two wrestlers come out for the match, and then they just come into the arena again. And
yeah, as soon as the match starts, and then they're back out there again.
And they finally break it up. It was really like an anticlimactic ending of this fight that was going on for like 20 minutes around the arena and outside.
Yeah.
Triple H is busted open. They're like behind like this bus or truck or something, hitting each other into it and onto a pallet and all this stuff. And then they do like a spot where that they kind of miss on top of this platform. And then like eventually like Earl Hebner just grabs Mankind and he turns around and walks away. And then Triple H walks away.
Yeah. I wonder what the safety word was.
I bet it was hoser. You hoser?
The great Sasuke.
The great Sasuke. Wins.
But so and Taka is, has to kill himself in shame.
Yeah, you bring dishonor to your family.
That was racist. The not saying the L and making it an R, that was racist. That was actually very well done.
But what's
I'll edit my
comments. I will say the match was different. It was very different vibe and style to like what we watch now and what we saw there. But there's a lot of cool strikes. And the finish and pin was a little anticlimactic. But like towards the end of the match, there was some exciting strikes and moves. So I am kind of like, I know nothing real ever happens with the light heavyweight championship, but I am kind of excited to see more like high flying matches and stuff.
Definitely. We got a title match.
The major title match
is putting his title on the line against the man they call
Vader. I am your father.
Vader's with Paul Bearer.
Yeah. Is that news to you?
No. Oh. Just reminding people. Hey, guys.
But Paul Bearer just talks about...
Vader's with Paul Bearer.
Talks about Undertaker being a murderer again.
Yeah.
Says he murdered his whole family, although he did say that Kane's alive still mm-hmm. last episode. So that's a little contradictory. But they come out for the match.
Last time they faced each other, Vader won.
Did he now?
He did. I remember Paul Bearer's like,
do you believe in deja vu?
When he's talking to Doc Hendricks. Because last time these guys fought each other, Vader won.
I don't recall the match, though.
It wasn't in your house. I think it was.
But it wasn't for the title?
It wasn't. I think it was, it was before he when we were back in San Antonio, I want to say.
San Antonio?
San Antone, home of the world's fattest people.
That's not wrong.
Yeah. I know. I do my research before I talk about these things. So Vader versus Undertaker, and there's a spot outside the ring where Paul Bearer gets a hold of Undertaker, and he starts beating him with his shoe. And Vince says, well, if that won't kill him, the smell most certainly will. It's... By default, my line of the night. It's got to be my line of the night.
Wow.
So
I didn't have a line of the night, but I should mention, and this is my cowboy hat of the night, because everyone's wearing cowboy hats.
Could we go on?
And at the beginning, it kind of starts with King and JR and Vince. King's hat is so far over his face.
Not to mention, it's like 8 times. It's 8X. It's 8X the size of anyone else. Do you remember Doug Dimmadome from Fairly Odd Parents?
No.
I'll put it here.
Doug, I know Doug from Doug. And Skeeter? Remember Skeeter?
Yeah. That's aged well. Patty Mayonnaise? Come on, guys. These guys were fucking creeps.
Isn't that what Kanye calls Pete Davidson? Skeet?
He calls him Skeet. Is that Skeet for Davidson? Skeeter? No, it means, like, I think, ejaculate, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But is that what Skeeter means?
Yeah.
Skeeter. Or is it like a mosquito?
No. That's like if you're from the South.
Oh, them Skeeters are bad tonight.
There's a Skeeter.
Is that racist? Can I say that?
Nah.
Can't do the joke. Oh, them Skeeters are bad tonight.
You can't do that. It's racist against white people.
Goddamn white people. I know. Ruining everything.
They definitely are. All right, Vader versus Undertaker. Back to it, I guess. Taker sets up for a choke slam, but Vader ends up kicking him in the dick, and the ref is going to allow it now.
Canadian rules.
I didn't think about that. And then Undertaker sets up for a tombstone, and we've seen this before, I think, with Psycho Sid, where they've done a reverse, and then the other person tombstones Undertaker. It looks like they were trying that, and then Vader kind of botched. It was a botch, and then it was kind of into a roll-up. Either way, Vader sets up for a Vader bomb, but Undertaker does his famous sit-up and then does the biggest low blow I think I've ever seen in the history of low blows. And I've seen a lot of low blows.
Is it big because of Vader's ginormous cock?
No.
Oh.
The wind-up. Taker does.
Straight
to the moon, Vader. Straight to the moon. Choke slam, then, right after that, off the second rope. It's a one. It's a two. Vader kicks out. sets up, does another choke slam, and then it's a one, it's a two. And Vader kicks out again!
Two choke slams?
Yes, that's now he sets up the tombstone. It's a one, it's a two, it's a three. Undertaker claims his title. That shouldn't come as no surprise to anybody. And we are on to our main event, ladies and gentlemen. And you guessed it. It is that 5 vs 5. Hit him with another 5. We got Goldust. Hey, LOD. Hey, Ken Shamrock. Hey, Stone Cold. Hey. I'm only saying A for the Canadian fans. I'm trying to get back.
So America, Italian say, oh. Canadians say, hey. Oh, hey. What else?
Just different vowels.
Ooh. Hi.
First, the Hart Foundation. Hometown heroes here in Calgary. It was kind of weird because King was kind of going back. He's like, yeah, these idiots in Calgary and blah, blah, blah. So he's like shitting on the Hart Foundation. Yeah,
he's on board with all of the Canadians and Hart Foundations when he's in America. Now he's super anti Hart Foundation.
He went back and forth a little bit. And it was just like,
towards the end of this, he was just straight on the face side. But the face was the heel. It's a whole upside down country up there. We don't know what was going on, but this is an electric crowd. You get the faces, or what we would consider faces, Shamrock, Goldust, the LOD, and Stone Cold come out first. Then they do all of the Hart Foundation individually, and the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
Miss Calgary herself, Diana Smith, is there.
Can I back it up a little bit? Bad news from the get-go.
What's that? I didn't remember the bad news.
No Marlena tonight.
What?
No Marlena.
I didn't notice that.
We have a sick Dakota.
Oh, so she's sick at home.
Mm-hmm. Mother of the year, perhaps?
Oh, she's probably banging other dudes.
Banging other dudes.
Where's Ahmed when you need him?
Yeah. And this is the first time, and they introduced these guys individually. This is the first time I think Stone Cold has never got the pop that he always gets, that he's used to. And it's a mix of cheers and boos. And you can kind of see it in his face. He's smiling because he is playing this badass, technically heel, but he is face, right? But he's playing this heel, and it's the first time you could actually see him smile because, like, he's finally getting booed
This feels right.
Yeah, you can kind of see him, like, smirk and smile. Like, because I'm sure he didn't know how this was going to go, right?
Yeah.
Is he going to get the regular pop that he normally gets? And even Vince kind of like, and here, listen to the crowd, because here comes Stone Cold. It's like glass break, and it's like majority boos, and you can see him kind of smirking for this. To your point, they introduce these guys independently, and Pillman comes out first, and I'm like, once you hear that pop, I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. I'm like, this was a bigger pop than anybody we've seen.
Anybody
that.
And it was got
Brian Pillman.
Yeah.
And then, of course, British Bulldog, you can carry on with that comment you were saying.
He comes out with Diana. We haven't seen her in over a year.
Miss Calgary herself?
Yeah, she's been busy.
Mrs., I should say, because that's what the satchel said.
Right, ever since Shawn Michaels made a pass at her, she's been busy becoming Mrs. Calgary.
Is that episode one?
No. Yeah, it is, actually.
That's
the first one we've ever done,
yeah.
If you want to hear more fucks than you've ever given a fuck about here in your entire fucking life, listen to episode one of this podcast, for those of you who have come in late.
Or fucking don't.
We should just play it, you know, just listen to it, just get inspired to not swear as much. Is that how you control
yourself? It would be the opposite of anything motivating. And that's only a year ago.
How much have we grown this podcast?
A lot. We have grown.
We've gotten much better at just content, the quality of the video, much worse at posting videos on time. And,
but that's why we did 96.
Media. Right. We're working the kinks out.
We're working the kinks out. So
we're
when 98
kinky,
comes
though. We're pretty kinky.
Well,
so.
We did 69. For instance, but when 98 comes out, we'll be well oiled, well polished, well lubricated. Speaking of lubricated, not a condom. I feel like a good time to plug it.
Perfect time. Not a condom.
And also not a cock ring. I just want to make that very clear.
So what is it then?
It's a condom.
Oh, but yeah, it's a condom.
It's a condom.
Sorry, I know your fiance is watching this episode.
I was going to send you an Instagram thing where it's this guy on stage doing like, he's doing like all these pats, like all over his body. We don't know what's going on, but it says like the caption is, when she asks if you have a condom, he's like, he's just like, sort of looking for his pockets. He's like tapping the back of his head.
You know, I think I forgot it.
Yeah. But that's the thing about not a condom. It is reusable.
It is. You're right.
But used to your discretion. That is the disclaimer of the game.
You don't want it to get smelly.
And I do have to mention, works, pairs well with regular birth control.
Yeah. You want to be safe. You just want it to feel like real sex. Not a condom.
Not a condom.
Not, we should put this disclaimer, does not prevent monkeypox.
It says a bunch of other shit about HPV, but we'll specify. But that's what people are concerned about these days, is the monkeypox.
Right, right. I saw a thing where, I guess in like San Francisco, there's a monkeypox vaccine. So
pick up any needle you find on the street in San Francisco.
But they're giving...
It might be the cure to monkeypox.
One of the discretions, they're like, oh yeah, we'll give you the monkeypox vaccine if you're a man who has had sex with a man who has had sex with multiple partners over the last 14 days and something, something, something. I'm like, what a weird stipulation. Hey man, I've banged a lot of dudes this weekend, and the dudes I've banged have banged a lot of dudes themselves.
Is this just the AIDS epidemic coming back?
So I guess monkeypox, way less serious than AIDS.
But isn't AIDS coming from banging a monkey?
Oh, fuck.
Dude.
Is this what Uncle Joey was trying to tell us the whole time?
And everyone hated him.
This is the song Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
Yes, you ought to know.
Monkeypox and AIDS is the same thing. Oh, how could we have been so blind? We thought it was about her banging Uncle Joey. What's so stupid? And
I got one hand in my pocket. Yeah. I don't know how that correlates, but yeah, of course. That's what monkeypox will do to you. You got hairy palms. You got to keep that one hand in your pocket.
You know why it keeps that hand out of your pocket? Not a condom.
Not a condom. Take that hand out of the pocket. It's like taking the turnbuckle off. All right. In the ring. And I'm just going to read my notes as they go because there's a lot going on.
I will
on.
Say, for all the flaws of this pay-per-view, this match was exciting just because of the crowd and just so many people doing so many things.
Fair to say.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. I'm just going to read without any excitement.
Do it like you're Bret Hart.
Owen, my brother Owen, hits Animal with a spinning heel kick. Then, the best tag team ever, not, set up a doomsday device on my brother Owen. But thank God for my brother-in-law, Jim the Anvil Neidhart. He's there to break up the fight. And everyone starts brawling. What a kerbopple. Stone Cold hits Owen with a chair.
Like, this is like Bret Hart doing Trump.
Bruce.
Can you do Bret Hart doing Japanese Hitler?
Okay, Stone Cold. Do I do it in Stone Cold's voice or Japanese Hitler?
I would open a can of whoop ass on you.
Do you remember, now in this match, we got Owen, we got Owen Hart, we got Bret Hart. Not to mention, in the stands, we have Helen, and we got, go on.
Stu.
We got Stu Hart.
One thing we didn't mention is Owen.
The retarded brother of the Harts, Bruce Hart, is here. Why? Maybe because he needs to be supervised at all times, but... Outside the ring, Austin starts picking a fight with Bruce Hart, the most retarded Hart of them all. And there's a lot of retards in that family. This is 97,
I don't think you can say that.
Even in 99, we can say big red retard.
You have to say Canadian.
But who? It's a very
What do you think about Owen's haircut? Term. We didn't mention it, but he's got a really sweet new haircut.
I like it short.
I like it short, too. I thought it looked so much
better. Owen, if you're listening, keep it short, buddy. Oh, play on words. Keep it short.
Let's just wrap this up here.
Yep. All right. we did our sponsor. Rest in peace to Owen Hart, British Bulldog, Stu Hart, Helen Hart. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Smith Hart, don't forget Smith Hart.
Smith Hart died 3 years ago. Got a shout out to Smith Hart. Not the most retarded of them all, but make sure you hit that like and subscribe button.
Who wins?
Should we just wrap everything up?
Well, I mean, if we're going to wrap it up, we got to do who wins. They're waiting. They've been waiting.
Okay. Hart Foundation.
And then everybody's in the ring, all the Harts. Retarded or otherwise. In the ring. Helen comes in the ring. Stone Cold gets arrested for some reason. And he's flipping everybody off in his handcuffs.
Behind the back.
Very flip nice. Off in that was handcuffs. Hilarious. That was really hilarious. Serves them Canadians right.
I'm so glad we cut this off because there's way too many notes that would have been just terrible. A lot of good spots. Actually, not at the end of the day, it was a good, good impactful match. But there you go.
It helped advance the storylines. Not really. But it was interesting.
Not really, yeah.
My favorite thing was the crowd. And that's really what we're all here for as wrestling fans, is the crowd.
Absolutely.
And we're all part of that crowd. We got the Wrestle Vessel. We're there. And this is what makes it all exciting is when you get that crowd reaction, no matter, even if it's like, and that's what's fascinating about this one, the complete opposite of what the fans are supposed to be rooting for and how that could literally just change in like a, 500-mile flight or whatever it is. It's pretty, yeah. Pretty wild.
That's why the fans are the best.
Fans are the best. If you know who only fans who are better?
Only fans?
Only fans who are better than Canadian fans and all only wrestling fans? Nope. Turnbuckle Time Machine fans.
Oh, we love you guys.
All dozens
thanks
and
so
dozens
much
of you out there.
Good night, guys.
And God bless wrestling.